USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hawaii endured a fatal helicopter crash in April, a skydiving plane crash in June, and now fire officials on the island of Kauai believe there are no survivors from Thursday's tour helicopter crash.
There were seven people, including two children on board. In addition to the pilot, there were two families, a party of two and a party of four.
KGMB reporter Chelsea Davis.
County officials tell us they found six sets of remains. The search for the seventh has been called off because of the weather. Search will resume for the seventh at first light in the morning, weather permitting. But again, officials tell us there does not appear to be any signs of any survivors.
In Somalia, more than 60 people are dead from a truck bombing in the capital of Mogadishu. It exploded in a busy security checkpoint. So far, there is no claim of responsibility. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A fierce winter storm that closed major roadways in Southern California is moving east and putting millions of people under a threat of heavy rain, ice, and deep snow. Meteorologist Karen McGinnis.
Towards the Midwest, Upper Mississippi River Valley, we could see, in some cases, as much as 18 inches of snowfall.
Russia has a new weapon. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Russia's defense minister claiming that nation's new intercontinental weapon that flies 27 times faster than the speed of sound is now operational. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said the Avangard hypersonic glide vehicle is a technological breakthrough comparable to the nation launching the first ever Soviet satellite back in 1957. China's working on a similar weapon. The weapon launches atop a traditional intercontinental ballistic missile, but then separates and makes sharp maneuvers in the atmosphere, making it difficult to intercept. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The iconic crystal ball, which will descend in New York City's Times Square on Tuesday night to usher in the new year, arrived for its big setup on Friday. The ball, 12 feet in diameter and weighing 12,000 pounds, is covered with 2,688 Waterford crystal triangles and will travel down a pole for 1 minute until it reaches an electric sign that will illuminate 2020 at precisely midnight on New Year's Day. The Food and Drug Administration has quickly implemented a new signed law raising the minimum age to buy tobacco products nationwide from 18 to 21, according to the agency's website. An update on the FDA site notifies readers that with last week's signing of an amendment to the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act by President Trump, it is now illegal for a retailer to sell any tobacco product, including cigarettes, cigars, and e-cigarettes, to anyone under 21. 19 states and the District of Columbia have already raised the minimum age to 21. The FDA had the discretion to take up to 6 months to amend its policies and a further 90 days to implement them after President Trump signed the amendment into law December 20th as part of a sweeping $1.4 trillion government spending measure. But rather than granting a lead-in period, the agency is officially notifying retailers that the higher minimum age is already in effect. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.